Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right anyhow.
Well, good evening once again, my faithful friends. I am your host, Bishop Emmanuel Taylor, and I humbly just come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I greet you with the love of God. It says that love covers a multitude of sin. I greet you with love today. Amen, because love will carry us where we need to go. Love forgives. Love is peace. Love is honor. Love is healing, deliverance. Love is wisdom, holiness, wholeness. Love is spiritual. Love is heaven. And yes, love is God. So all of that, I greet you. Amen. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, once again, amen. I am here with you, coming into the comfort of your home. Amen. Learning how to apply the spiritual teachings of the Bible into our daily living. And it's utmost important to learn how to live for the Lord. Amen. And the scripture just says for us to be holy, for without holiness, no one can see God. That's what the word says. Now, the world would tell you that no one can live holy. I tell you that the world is lying. You can live a holy life if you want to. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for God to do. Just like it said, God can do anything. He can. If we want to live a holy life, then what we do is we pray a sincere prayer and ask the Lord, Jesus, come into my heart today and remove everything that puts you to an open shame. Help me to speak the words that will be pleasing to you, to walk that is pleasing to you. And we keep praying that prayer, and we would find that things will begin to drop off, amen, from us that we shouldn't have in our lives. Even people, amen, even people in our lives that hinders us from living holy, amen. You know, the old saying, familiar places, familiar things. Well, when we live holy, we separate ourselves, amen, from those things, hallelujah, that hinders us from serving our Lord and God Almighty. And I truly believe in that. Amen. I was praying before the broadcast and asking the Lord to give me more of him, because I don't never have enough. Amen. Because that cup that he gives us is filled, amen, with so much. Amen. It's filled with so much until it can never be full. All we have to do is just continue to hold that cup under the stream of the Holy Spirit. And as we feel, you know how some people say they get touched. Well, I want more than just to get touched by the Spirit of the Lord. I want the indwelling, the God living in me. Amen, because that's the only way that I can make it. You know, and I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, no matter what, I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Hallelujah. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I love the Lord, and I'm going to serve him. Hallelujah. I love him. Well, I just wanted to share that with all of you. So those of you who know me know that I mean what I say and say what I mean. Amen. Hallelujah. And because I don't like to lie, because lie is not in me. Amen. I love speaking what is true. Hallelujah, because God is true, and God does not lie. His word, amen, is faithful and true. That's what he says. It says his word is faithful and true. So we can stand on the word of God. Amen. Well, you know, we have our tribute, amen, for this week. We had 2 weeks. We're back home from, amen, the state of Arizona. Amen. My sister-in-law, Queens Creek, that was the name of the little town, amen, which she lived in. And we went there to celebrate, amen, the graduation, high school graduation of my wife's sister's daughter, amen. And we had a wonderful time. The weather wasn't very hot as we thought it would be. You know, Arizona has a reputation of being in a triple numbers, amen, but the weather was mild. It was 80, so that wasn't bad at all. And it's a different type of heat. It's what you call that dry heat, no humidity at all. Sitting in a valley surrounded by mountains, it was such a beautiful landscape, amen, that I truly enjoyed. Well, we're going to say hello to everyone and for your tribute, you have it, amen. Give us your answers, amen. And I suspect that everyone had fun researching it. Some of you finding it easy, amen, to find it, and that's all right, amen, if it's easy. And the whole purpose for it, amen, is to have fun researching the Bible. So I'm going to open up my mic, amen, first of all, to our own sister, Tazera. God bless you. Welcome.
Hi, Bishop Taylor and Sister Taylor and all the saints that's on the line. May God bless everybody. Bishop Taylor, before I answer the tribute, I would like for you to say a prayer for my mother. She's going for a thyroid test. And
okay.
I said to bind everything that's up against her and just let her test be 100% okay.
I most certainly will. I sure will.
And preview is Genesis 2, 10, 14.
Okay. 2, 10, and 14. Amen. And I see where you have it here, which is great. Amen. Thank you. Do you have the names of them?
Oh, I can't pronounce.
Oh, none, that's okay.
I can't pronounce none of them.
Okay. Well, I'll help you as we go along, okay? But you did find them. You did have them. And that's
right.
Good.
It's Pinyon.
Go ahead.
Pinyon.
Tiger.
And Euphrates.
that would be Euphrates.
Euphrates, okay.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much. Amen. You did. You got them right. You found them. Amen. Praise God. All righty. And that was our own Sister Cesara. Amen. And Sister Davis, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too, Reverend Taylor, Bishop Taylor, and your lovely wife, Rita.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm going to be like in the same boat Nita in. I say I found it in verse 11, 13, and 14. It's Euphrates. Pison. What is this? Gihon.
Okay.
And Heidi. Heidi.
Start with a T. That's the
It's eight. Start with the H. It's Heidi Kale. K. Yeah, start with the K. E L. Heidi Kale.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. You're all right. Okay.
I did the best I could.
You did a great job.
Well, bless you, Mr. Taylor and Miss Taylor and all the saints on the line, and may God bless each and every one of you to prosper and be happy and successful in everything you do. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Praise God for you. Amen. And we have 5978. Good evening. Welcome to Let Your Light Shine.
Good evening, Bishop. And before I start my homework, I'm asking prayers for my brother-in-law who is sick in the hospital. His name is John Smith. And I'm going to try to do what y'all did. Okay, the first one was Pisces. I'm coming from Genesis, second chapter. Pisces, the second one is Gideon. The third one is Hi-K. I know that's not right, but that's the best I can do. And the last
that's
one
right.
was Uranus. Uranus. I can spell it for you now. But that's the four. That's where
you
I found
great.
It at.
All right.
Yes.
You've done great. Thank you.
Say hello to everybody.
Amen.
Okay.
I sure will. Okay. Amen. And we have...
Six, five, seven, nine.
God bless you. You won't let the light shine.
But it's got diapers in it that belongs. Okay, take it in the house.
Hello. 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 Well, we'll come back. She's busy, as you can see. Amen. And Evangelist, God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. And I'm glad that you and your beautiful wife, y'all made it back. And I'm so glad to hear from y'all. And I'm so glad on the air tonight. I just want to say God bless to all the saints that are listening tonight. And, of course, I've had this lesson before. You have taught it to me before. So, of course, you know I know the answers. And the first river was Pishon, and the second river was Gihon, third river was Tigris, and the fourth river was Euphrates. I think I pronounced it right, and it came out the second chapter of Genesis, and it starts from the 10th all the way down to the 14th verse.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Evangelist. Amen.
And I'm just
hallelujah.
Ask a continued prayer for my niece, Felicia Armour, and a prayer for me and my family.
I sure will. All right. Well, God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless
you. Thank you. All right. So we have everyone has found it. And then let me get back to our previous caller.
All right, I'll go tomorrow.
Good evening.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Huh?
All right. It's still busy. Okay. Now, if you hear me, the last four numbers in your phone number is 6579. And I was trying to say good evening to you. Amen. I'm going to try one more. I'm going to open up the mic and you can talk back if you want. Amen. Good evening, 6579.
Hey, Bishop, how you doing?
I'm doing
Hello?
Well. Yes, I'm here.
Are you here? Okay, yeah, I got you. I happened to look at the time, and I was around the corner at one of my friend's house. And I said, I got to call and get the line so I can hear Bishop. And then of all days, the phone kept ringing, interrupting me. The whole time I got to figure out a better way. Maybe I'll call next time on my other number.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you called.
Yeah. I told you I've been missing you on the Wednesdays. Rita hadn't been calling me. And texting me, so I was glad. Now, is the number the same all the time?
It's the same all the time, that's right.
Okay, so I can lock it in then.
Yeah, go ahead and lock it in.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get the whole sermon. Her kids was jumping around, like I said, and then my phone kept ringing. Well, I missed some of it. I got some, but I didn't get the whole thing.
Okay. Well, you hold on because I'm getting ready to go into prayer, and then I'm going to give the message for this evening, okay?
Okay, all right, okay.
All right. Amen. So everyone is online, and we thank God for all of you and for all of you who was able to find the tribute from last week. And then I'm going to give you tribute for next week as well. But let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for hearing our prayers. It's all because of your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, who died on a cross for the remission of our sins. We thank you, dear Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We know, dear Lord, that if we believe, hallelujah, we call out the name of Jesus, hallelujah, there's power in your name. So therefore, Lord, in your name, I pray for Sister Davis, amen, as she goes for her thyroid test, dear Lord, that everything will be in divine order. And I thank you for touching her right now. I pray, amen, for the brother-in-law who was sick in the hospital, dear Lord, that, amen, that he will recover. And whatever that the doctors need to find in order to give him what is needed for his recovery, dear Lord, let it be quick, dear Lord. Let them go through the tests that they have to go through in order to find what the situation is. So we pray divine order in that situation. And, Lord, we pray, amen, as well, hallelujah, for Evangelist Moore, for her niece, hallelujah, dear Lord, that you would, amen, that you would be a blessing unto her niece. Dear Lord, that you will fix whatever needs to be fixed, and whatever that is broken, dear Lord, you will repair it. Hallelujah. For her whole entire family, for everyone under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. We just pray for everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're so good to us. Lord, I just love you. I love you with all the breath that I have in my body, with the blood that is flowing through my veins. I love you, dear Lord, because I'm able to have activities of my limbs. I love you, dear Lord, for giving me sight and to be able to taste the food that I eat. Not just even have food to eat, but to be able to taste it. Hallelujah. I thank you for that. I have the touch, the feeling of touch that I can feel when someone touches me, dear Lord. I thank you that I'm not paralyzed, that I won't be able to feel anything. Lord, you're so good. I thank you for my voice, that I'm able to speak. Hallelujah. I'm able to hear. Lord, all of these things, dear Lord, I do not take for granted, because you can take them away just as well as you can give them. So I thank you that you did not choose to take them away. So, Lord, bless your holy name this evening as we go forth into our lesson. Praise your holy name. Dear Lord, that you would give us the wisdom to be able to teach those who have tuned in tonight. Dear Lord, that they will receive a divine revelation. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, yes, everyone got it right. Amen. Let me read something, amen, from what the tribute was and is. Amen. I'm going to begin from the second chapter of Genesis, and I'm going to begin at the 8th verse. It says, "Now the Lord had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye, good for food. And the middle of the garden was the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." And the 10th verse, "A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four waterheads. The name of the first is the Pison. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic, resin, ox also was there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris, and it runs along the east side of Ashur. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. So those are the four rivers, and actually it was, they all separated into four, which surrounded the Garden of Eden. Now, the Garden of Eden means it's a place of pleasure. It's a place of delight. The Garden of Delight. It was a place where God has planted and put man there to take care of the garden. And man didn't have to want for nothing. These rivers, they watered the ground so that the ground was fertile because of the rivers. Amen, that surrounded and ran through the ground. They didn't rain at that time either because it didn't need any rain because of the ground was already, amen, taken care of and didn't need rain because the waters was underground and the what we call now the mist would come up from the ground to water all of the plants in the garden. So it never rained at that time until the great flood came. Now, the first river said that it was filled with gold. Amen. And that's important because God put gold in the earth so that we can have riches. Amen. And it's important to realize that because it said that the gold of that land is good. And that was the first river, Pishon, was filled with nothing but gold. And then aromatic resin, which is like incense, amen, which it was filled with perfumed smell all through that area. And then onyx was also there. Now, onyx is a precious jewel. So the river was filled with gold and aromatic resin and that precious jewel. Now, it was a gemstone called an onyx. The onyx is like a black stone. You've probably seen it on your rings or something like that. It has that black, it's a black stone, looks like a black pearl, and that is an onyx. Which, now, the meaning of Pishon, spiritually meaning of that is increase. So if you notice with the gold and all of this richness in that river of the first river means increase. And then the name of the second river is called Gihon, and it winds through the entire land of Cush. Now Cush, as we know, amen, it's actually what man called Africa today. Amen. Kind of giving an idea of the area where the Garden of Eden, where God planted, where he placed it. So the second river that I mentioned, Gihon, it winds through the entire land of Cush, or Africa as we know it today. Now, there's one river, you know, names change throughout time, like Gihon. I believe that Gihon is what man now calls the Great River Nile, amen, and it flows all the way from the tip of Africa all the way down, where the top part of Africa all the way down to the bottom of Africa, which is the longest river in the world, amen. So that river is Gihon, and the name of that river means bursting forth. Bursting forth. And then the third river is called the Tigris, and it runs along the east side of Ashur. Now, Ashur and that part of the world is in the Middle East part, somewhere near where we would call around Jerusalem or somewhere in the Middle East in that part of the world. And the Tigris means a rapid, which means rapid, because the Tigris River was something like the Mississippi River, where the waves and a rapid is very fast, where you can boat through that river, and have a lot of rapids. I mean, it just moved very fast. Amen. The currents is what I'm trying. Yeah, that's it. The currents is very fast, like the Mississippi. Amen. Now, that's the third river. And then last and not least, the fourth river is the Euphrates, which means fruitfulness. That's the name of Euphrates. The spiritual name for that is fruitfulness, because the Euphrates is around the area of Iraq, Iran, you know, all in that area. And that particular area, when it says fruitful, it's very fertile. Where the Euphrates run, that land is very fertile, where the riches of trees and fruit and all of that grows, amen, in that area of the world. So therefore, you can throw seeds out in the ground, and before you know it, those seeds will begin to grow because of the fertileness and the richness and the fruitfulness of the dirt and the soil that Euphrates, you know, waters. So God had a purpose in that, because, you know, God supplies even today, as he supplied Adam and Eve, everything that they needed. They did not have to want for anything, because the Lord supplied all of their riches, you know, the richness and aromas, perfume, all everything that they needed. God supplied it. They was able to eat fruit, and you know, which was good for the healing of the nation, even the leaves, amen. And they was able to eat from the trees that God planted there. So the purpose of that is the medicine that was in the fruit and the medicine that is in, amen, the leaves, as we call herbs, amen. The herbs that we have, like the teas that we drink, come from leaves, amen. And so it will be wise to learn how, amen, to use herbs, amen, for your medicine. If you have a stomachache, you know, ginger is an herb, you know, it grows. And ginger is good for upset stomach or nausea, when you feel nausea. Ginger, you know, the pop that people drink, the ginger ale. Well, if you drink some ginger ale and warm it and heat it up, if you have an upset stomach, if you're not feeling well, you notice how it will make you feel better because of the ginger. So if you get ginger tea or pure ginger and boil it in water and pour that water off of it and drink it as a tea and sweeten it with honey, amen, it will settle your stomach. So God put everything in the garden that we need. And even now, you know, God will supply our needs, everything that we need. And that is why it's important to recognize and understand the wisdom of our Lord and Savior, how he always thought of everything before it even happened. Amen. He already had a plan even before he created man. God had a plan already set in place so that everything that he created would be, amen, taken care of before man. See, that's why man was the last one that was created, because God wanted, first of all, place everything there for man, hallelujah, to enjoy, amen, to delight in. Can you just imagine Adam and Eve just walking through the garden and amen, they didn't have to work for anything. They didn't have to farm anything. It was already there for them. I'm just imagining in my mind as they walked through in the rivers, those four rivers that surrounded the garden, amen, they drink of the water. And I imagine that water was so crystal clear and sweet to the taste, amen, not bitter water, but clear, clean water. They didn't need a filter, amen, to take out the lead and nothing like that, because the water that they was drinking was pure water and crystal clear. So God used everything and he placed it there for us. And as I continue to say, even today, He wants us to understand and realize, amen, that we don't have to want for anything if we know how to pursue it. That's right. If we just understand that principle of receiving, amen, that we don't have to worry because the Lord will help us to pursue whatever blessings that we need. That may help you to understand there's a principle that works in threefold.
Dino messed up real bad.
We can't hear you. You're breaking up so much.
Welcome to Spectral Radio. Please hold and we'll get closer to the show.
Hello?
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 Yeah, I'm here. But you're breaking up real bad.
Yeah, it is breaking up pretty bad.
I had to call from a different number, and it's still doing it.
Okay, yeah, I just dialed his cell phone number to see if he would answer.
Oh.
All right. Okay, I'm back on. Can you hear me now? Sister Cesara, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Is that better? Okay,
yes.
Good. Let me turn everybody's mic on and make sure. Yeah, we were having technical problems there. I'm glad everyone can hear me now. Okay. I was just talking my head off there.
You yes, sure you were.
All right. Well, here we are. What I was saying is that in order to receive our blessings that the Lord wants us to have, there are three stages, a different type of principles that we must utilize, and that is knocking at the door. It says, knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you shall find. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Those are the three principles that our Lord and Savior gave us. Amen. Because he wants us to be blessed. As I was saying that at the beginning, when he supplied, when he put the rivers around the Garden of Eden, those rivers was there from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And it covered every area in the garden so that man could be blessed. He supplied the water. He supplied the gold. He supplied all of the food that man needed, and man didn't have to work for it at all because God supplied it. And if we realize and understand that our Lord and Savior supplies all of our needs, and just have faith in that, and you will see how God will come through for you. And don't panic if it doesn't happen as quickly as you want it to happen. But God, He promised. If He promised He's going to bless you, He already blessed you. Amen. So you're supposed to walk as you are blessed. You talk with a blessed attitude. Amen. When someone asks you how you're doing, you say, I'm blessed. Amen. And you can be hurting, but you say, I'm blessed because the Lord is good to us. Amen. He is good. So He wants us to continue to thank Him and to praise Him for everything that He does for us. Amen. And He will do it if we believe in Him. Remember what the song says, that, amen, God can do anything, not some things, but anything. All we need to do is have faith in Him. Amen. And I just thank the Lord for this lesson about the four rivers, hallelujah, that surrounded the Garden of Eden. Now, let me give you, amen, a praise report. We found a place to have our service. Amen. We thank the Lord for that. We're going to have our first service on the last month of, I'm sorry, the last week of the last Sunday, that is, amen, of this month. It's in Detroit, and it's located at 1910 Grand River. Rita will be sending out posts about that later on, but it is 19120 Grand River, right at Warwick. That's on the northwest side, amen, near the Rosedale area, or the Rosedale area, but that is where we will begin having our service in the building. Amen. So we thank the Lord that we're going to have our church service there. And the service will begin at 12 noon. Amen. So we thank God for that. I thank the Lord for all of your prayers. Amen. And now the Wednesday service is going to continue. Amen. And we're not going to drop that, but when we start the Sunday service, then, you know, we'll drop that because there won't be no need to do that anymore over the radio. But because we'll be physically together, amen, at the site of 19120 Grand River. Amen. So we praise God for that. And I want to give you the tribute, amen, for next week. Amen. Okay. Tribute for next week. Is everybody ready for the tribute?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Now, this is the tribute.
Okay.
Let me say it this way.
Say it right.
Find in the Bible where the sun stood still and how long did it stand still and who was it that God used, amen, who was it that God used, amen, to cause the sun to stand still? I'll repeat it again. Where in the Bible did it mention about the sun standing still? It also will tell you how long the sun stood still and who was instrumental in causing the sun to stand still. Amen. So all of those three elements is right there in the Bible. Amen. So that would be our tribute, amen, for next Wednesday, amen. And I trust that everyone will enjoy that, amen. I know I enjoy giving them out, and I enjoy discussing them, amen, when we come together on Wednesdays, amen. So I'm going to mention it again, amen. Where is it in the Bible that the sun stood still? And how long did it stand still? Amen. And who did God use to make the sun stand still? There we go. Okay, so I did that real plain for everyone so that you can write that down. And we're still looking forward for our banquet that is coming up in August. Amen. It will be at the Regent's Hotel on West Grand Boulevard near Woodford and 3rd. Amen. And we're looking forward for that. We'll be giving more, amen, announcements about that because it's coming up only a couple months now that we'll be having that banquet. Amen. And remember, it is $50, and that covers, amen, everything. It covers all the food and the rental of the banquet hall. Amen. And so I'm just looking forward to that. I know that God is going to bless us with it. Amen. And I'm just going to just, when that time comes, I know I'm going to be flying high in the spirit. Hallelujah. I will be flying high in the spirit. So we thank the Lord for that. And I mentioned about potatoes, and you probably didn't hear me about that when I was given a parable about the man. He was a farmer, and he was dying of starvation, and he was just too lazy to even work his land. And so when the neighbors heard about it, amen, they all came together and they donated bushels of potatoes so that, you know, the man could eat. The man was so lazy that he held his head up a little and he said, "Will you peel them for me?" Amen. And you know, there are people like that. There are people that you just cannot help. No matter how much you try, you can't help them. Amen. And because they want you to peel the potatoes for them. You already bought the potatoes. You already gave it to them and made it easier for them. They didn't even have to work. Didn't even have to do nothing but eat. That's all they had to do was peel the potatoes and eat. But they want you to peel the potatoes for them. Those type of people like that, I'm going to tell you, it's, you can't help them. I'll just put it that way. It's hard to help someone who does not help this. Now, there are people that needs to help that just don't know how to help themselves. But see, this man had everything he needed. You know, he had his own land. All he had to do was just get up out of his lazy bed with his lazy self and plant some seeds. Amen. And wait to and work the land so that when the food grow, when the winter comes, he can store up his food and he will not starve through the winter. He will have enough food stored up so that he can eat. But there are people who do not store up their blessings that they get. They just waste it and waste it and waste it, spend and spend and spend. And so then when all of their money gone, when everything has been spent it out, now they're coming to you with their hand out for you to get it for them, to supply what they can get for themselves. How many of you know someone like that? I know people like that. And I've learned throughout my time, throughout my years, that I can't do nothing to help them. And I just pray for them. But I'm not going to reach in my pocket and spend a dime. No. Mm-mm. And it's not being mean. It's being wise. That God wants us to use our resources to help people. That's correct. To help those who are less fortunate. Yes. But he doesn't want you. He wants you to be wise for what you do because he gives us what he gives us so that we can use it and with wisdom, amen, so that we can be accountable for what he gives us, amen. So be wise in what you do. We have people like that in our families, yes, in every family. There are people like that who just do not have the initiative and the zeal and the motivation to get up and do for themselves. But as long as you do everything for them, let me tell you, you're not helping them. What you'll be doing is enabling them. enabling them to continue to be lazy because they said, well, they're going to do it for me. I don't have to peel these potatoes. I ain't got to grow nothing, amen, because I know that my neighbors are going to come and supply me with what I need. You know, in the scriptures it said, if you don't work, you don't eat, amen. So that's just a part of the lesson that I want to encourage you with. There's nothing wrong with saying no when it's time to say no. We all know how to say yes, but it's difficult to say no. Why is that? It's because we just do not understand the difference of when to say yes and when to say no. Don't wait until you get all frustrated. Don't wait until you get all worried, amen, to say no. Because when that happens, you're already sick and tired. Your health is going down, amen. You're not able to get the proper rest that you need to get because you're worrying about that person. That person needs to worry about themselves. Amen? Amen. Let me hear amen. That person needs to worry about themselves. See, a person that wants to make it, they'll receive what you give them to help them. But I'm going to tell you this, it won't take long because they would appreciate you. And they will show you how much they appreciate you by getting up and doing what needs to be done to get back on their feet. A person who has character will not allow for themselves to hoard over somebody else's, amen, resources in somebody's home, eating all their food in the refrigerator and don't want to help. Amen. Amen. Using all their water. Amen. And you don't understand the heat and the utilities go up when you have other people in your house. Amen. But they don't want to do anything to help. Well, that is not right. Amen. There will always be people like that. So don't let anybody take advantage of you. Amen. Anymore. Stand up. Amen. And be strong and say no. It is time to say no. Hallelujah. And then you will know when it's time to say yes, it would be well received, and you will have peace. All right, my people, I love you, and it's time now to, amen, to shut it down. May the Lord bless you from the north. May the Lord bless you from the south. May he bless you from the east, and may he bless you from the west. God bless you all. And remember, if anybody asks you, can God do anything? You tell them, yes, he can. Amen.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but faith?
We'll be back Sunday.
Well, I know
it's only the second Sunday coming up.
Right.
Amen. We got two more Sundays.
Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Amen.
All right, then. That's all right. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right, then.